This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students. Hello and welcome to Happier, a podcast where we talk about ideas for how to be happier. This week, we'll talk about why it's a good idea to use halfway day to reflect on our aims for 2023 so far, and we will announce a new term for this effort, and we'll report on how we are doing with our aims ourselves. That's the 23 and 23 list, the annual challenge and the one-word theme. I'm Gretchen Rubin, a writer, studies happiness, the five senses, human nature. I'm in New York City, and joining me today from LA is my sister, Elizabeth Kraft.
That's me, Elizabeth Kraft, a TV writer and producer living in LA. And Gretchen, I've done better than most years on my list.
Okay. But before we jump in, we've got a couple of updates from listeners.
Yes, Julie says, I'm writing to enthusiastically endorse the insight of a listener who shared thoughts of the rebel father in episode 433. Two of my three children are rebels, and I have figured out that rebels do not like witnesses. If I want one of my rebel children to do something that is extremely time sensitive, for example, something that has to be done quickly before we can leave the house for school, I have to make the request and then be gone. Any watching and waiting on my part slows cooperation, or at a minimum, the likelihood of cooperation without additional and often significant resistance. I appreciate that just jumping when someone says jump can insult the very souls of some rebels. Therefore, the no witnessing is helpful when something really does have to happen quickly. It's also a win-win. The parent needs the thing to happen, and the rebel child needs to maintain a sense of dignity, which seems to be extremely important to the rebels I know. Of course, not witnessing alone isn't the solution to all that is parenting a rebel, but I do think it's a little hack to throw into the mix. Another related thought. In contexts that aren't as time sensitive, it also seems to help if I frame a request in a way that allows the rebel to hold on to a sense of having not been told what to do. For example, would you be willing to unload the dishwasher sometime before you go to bed?
Well, I think this is great. And I actually have not heard of this don't witness. So I think that that's a great hack. And it makes perfect sense because rebels don't like that feeling of, you think that I'm doing something because you told me to do it. And the more supervision they have, yes, the more it can ignite that spirit of resistance. So this is one of these things that seems like a pretty subtle difference that could actually make a very, very big difference in how, what level of cooperation you would get. So that's super helpful. Becca had an idea, a five senses related idea. She wrote, I had an idea for planning my summer that involves the five senses. I'm going to take each weekday and assign a sense to it. It's a reminder to me to focus on that sense for the day. It will also be the springboard for ideas when my children complain about being bored. I can say, well, today is smell day. What would you do to celebrate it? Maybe go on a walk and smell the different kinds of flowers to find your favorite smelling one, or even visit a floral shop or a bookshop, go outside and dance in the rain. Here in Utah, the rain has a very distinct smell because of living next to the Great Salt Lake, and most people who live here love the smell. Or even just spend the day noticing. If we're at the pool, notice the smell of sunscreen, chlorine, and the snow cone you're eating. Can I say, I never noticed days of the week, five senses correspondence before. This is so obvious.
Yes. How did this not make it into your book?
I don't know. It's like the four tendencies. I'm like, I need to write volume two. I have so much to say. I keep thinking of things about the five senses that I wish I'd put in there. So I think this is a great idea. I think that'd be really, really fun. It's fun to make the days of the week distinctive. We've talked about that with chores. Wash on Monday, iron on Tuesday. There's something that's very satisfying about associating something with a particular day of the week. I think this is a great idea.
Yes.
You could maybe make your neglected sense the one for Friday, whatever you want to do. So anyway, Becca, thank you for that great idea.
Yeah.
So this week's Try This at Home is to observe halfway day. So July 2nd is coming up, halfway day, and it's helpful to set resolutions and aims for ourselves because, no surprise, research shows that when we set specific aims, we're far more likely to achieve them. We're a big fan of all different ways of setting aims. So we have the one-word theme. Elizabeth, we will talk about our one-word themes. That's a fun way to set aims. The 23 for 23 list, that is very, very popular. We hear every year from so many people who do a 23 and 23 list. And then also the yearly challenge, which we've done, which was walk 20 and 20, then read, then rest, and then this year's go outside 23 and 23, which people are loving. So, but Elizabeth, it's time to unroll our name for these three things, right? There's the one-word theme, the 23 and 23, and the challenge. And we've decided to call it
Happier Trifecta 2023.
Yes, it's the Happier Trifecta. So the trifecta is the umbrella term for the 23 and 23, the challenge, and the one-word theme. Because we see that people, and you don't have to do all three. It's just the way to refer to this family of how to approach, because people really like thinking this through and often will do all three or two of the three as a way to frame the upcoming year. And then again, halfway day is a way to check in and say, am I doing what I want or do I need to course correct? Or I even want to just remember what's on my list, which for me, I was like, oh, I forgot about a couple things on my list. It's just helpful to use halfway day.
So for anybody who's at all confused about what we're talking about, these are three tools that we've had. Yeah. And we've decided to group them together into the Happier Trifecta. Yeah. And every year we can set our Happier Trifecta and then review it on halfway day, which is July 2nd.
Now, if you're a purist like me, you may be thinking, hey, but doesn't a trifecta mean a bet in which the person picks the three finishers, the first, second, and third winner in correct order? Yes, it did mean that, but now acceptable usage has broadened. And so trifecta can be used to mean three wins, three desirable things, three grand events. So that is now accepted usage. I refrained from using trifecta because I thought I should just limit it that to that extremely precise meaning. But now that meaning has broadened and we embrace it. The Happier Trifecta is these three things. Now, in episode 411, we unveiled our Happier Trifecta for 2023, even though we did not call it the Happier Trifecta because we hadn't come up with that term yet. But we had our one-word theme, our annual challenge, and our 23 and 23. So, Elizabeth, halfway day is here. Let's start with your one-word theme. How's your one-word theme working out?
Yeah, so my one-word theme is scale, which had a lot of different meanings. I'm doing great on weighing myself every day. That was a big part of it, is using the scale every day. And every day that I'm not out of town where there isn't a scale, I have weighed myself. I've been recording it in the Happier app and in my Habit Track journal. Now, Gretchen, as we've discussed, weighing yourself is not something that everybody wants to do. Many people don't like dealing with the scale, but for me, it's incredibly helpful.
Okay.
So again, it's what's right for you. For me, it's super helpful. It also talked about scale in terms of scaling our business. Now, that's very hard to do during the strike, of course. So that's kind of gone by the wayside, although Sarah and I are working on our novel, which I'll get to on my list. So I think scale overall, I'm happy with how I'm doing with my theme.
But then there was also like scale a mountain, and that also leads into your 23 and 23 list.
Yes, that's true, because I'm doing Fryman Canyon a lot as per my list. And scaling the mountain of the strike.
Yes, scaling the mountain of the strike, which you didn't even know. You suspected that it would happen. There was talk of it, but it was not certain when the year began. Okay, so scale seems like it's been a really positive one-word theme. Now let's do your 23 and 23. So first was do the Fryman Canyon hike. You thought about doing 46 because that's 23 plus 23, but then you decided that 50 is more exciting. How is that going for you?
It's going great. So I call it my Fryman 50. Gretchen, speaking of 46, I'm at number 46. Oh. I've done it 46 times.
Oh my God. And we're only in halfway day. Well done.
Yeah. So I told Sarah I'm upping it to 80.
Okay.
So my new goal is 80.
And you're tracking that in the app?
Yes.
Okay. So that's great. Floss every night as well as in the morning.
Mixed success. I am definitely flossing more at night, not every night. I still need to get to that every night mark. Helped by Gretchen, you recently gave me for my birthday some fun flavored floss.
Yes.
So I'll be using
that.
Yes,
and thank you, listeners, because I did not know that such a thing existed, but several people said, oh, Elizabeth should try this. And I thought, aha, this is an everyday luxury that might make flossing more fun or at least more interesting for a while. And then, okay, get back in your wedding rings that you haven't been able to wear since Jack was born.
Yeah, so I have worn my wedding rings a bunch of times. My fingers are not at a point where I wear them 24/7. Depends on how much salt I've had, I think. But I have been wearing them on a fairly regular basis. So I'm counting that as a
good win. Excellent. Hike in Ojai with Sarah, your writing partner on Happier in Hollywood podcast.
Now, that was one of the easiest ones, and I haven't done it yet, but I will.
But that's good. It's good to have a few easy ones to keep going. Number five, take a trip with friends from high school.
Have not done that, but I have spent time with many of my friends from high school. So I call that a half win.
Okay. Get the perfect small crossbody bag.
Still working on that one, Gretch.
Okay. Use your packing cubes.
Gretch, I have used my packing cubes all the time. I am now a packing cube person.
Okay. Yeah, we were very puzzled by the packing cube enthusiasm, but you've been persuaded.
Yes. Can I add a hack, packing cube hack, which is that when you're traveling, what's great, in fact, I'm going to even start bringing maybe a couple of empty packing cubes, because what's great is to use them also for dirty clothes. Uh-huh. Once you've worn something, then put it back in a packing cube that helps just organize the dirty from the clean clothes.
Oh, that's good. Number eight, read 23 novels. And by reading, that includes listening too.
Well on track for that. Should not be a problem. Happy to say.
Excellent. During the potential strike, which is now no longer a potential strike, outline a novel.
Yes. Yeah, so Sarah and I have a very broad outline of a novel, and we have started writing. So this is 100% a win.
This is great. You're well underway. That is so exciting. Number 10, try pickleball.
I tried pickleball. I did indeed try pickleball one time, but that counts.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Get your Mahjong group going again.
Yes, Gretchen. It's not the same group, but I am in another Mahjong group. Happy to report. Love it as much as always. Love those tiles.
Always carry Kleenex.
I'd say I'm about 80% on that one. Very rarely now do I not have Kleenex when I need it.
I love that yours are such a mix of gigantic and like always carry Kleenex and write a novel. It's like, okay. Number 13, get 2 body scans.
I have not done that, Gretchen. I need to do that. And I can do that, but I need to do my first one sooner. There'll be no point in doing 2. So I got to put that on the agenda for like the next 2 weeks.
Okay. Oh, and this is one that I think sounds like so much fun, and it's a carryover, which is to walk to Malibu.
Gretch, I haven't done that. And can I tell you, I'm embarrassed because my friend who I'm supposed to do it with got tired of waiting for me, and she actually did it with someone else. So, and she's more than willing to do it again with me, but I need to do it. I have a fear I think, of not having the stamina, but I need to just go for it. She said it really wasn't that hard, but she's in amazing shape, but nonetheless.
How long did it take?
You know, I didn't ask her. Wow. I will ask.
Number 15, finish your will. And oh my gosh, listeners, you're so wonderful in how we've gotten so many tips and hacks and suggestions and urgings. And Elizabeth, everyone is rooting for you.
Yes. I believe the basics of our will are finished. I actually have to check on that, but I think that I can check that off, at least in the most basic way.
Okay.
I will double check, but I think that's a check mark.
Oh my gosh. If so, that's huge. You've got to give yourself a major, major, major ta-da for that. So figure that out. Wow. This one, go outside 23 minutes a day.
Doing well. I have to admit, when we had so much rain in LA, I did kind of fall off. There's no bad weather, just the wrong clothes.
Right.
I missed a few days, but almost every day I've made it, and I've been logging a photo from outside in my Happier app, my Outside 23 and 23 tool.
Well, and also now that you're picketing, that probably makes this...
makes it easier, yeah.
Because you're outside doing that. Have an extended Fiero family party to make up for the in-laws missing Christmas, which is what happened last year.
Yes, I haven't done that yet. I need to.
Okay. Build up Daisy and Nacho's stamina so they can go on hikes.
I think I have built up their stamina, been walking them a lot, and, you know, we're in a very hilly neighborhood.
Yes.
But have not built it up enough, so that's in progress.
Okay. 19, upgrade your home office.
Gretch, haven't touched it.
Mm-mm. Okay. Well, you and I both are thinking that we need to upgrade our offices, so we'll sidebar on that. Number 20, throw out your gross t-shirts. This is one of these things that's both hard to do and easy to do. You're like, why is it so hard to do something so easy?
Have not thrown out my gross t-shirts, okay, to your point.
Okay. Get another robe. Get a new robe.
Did that. Adam got me a wonderful new robe for Christmas, which I've been wearing every day.
Oh, great. You love a robe. Number 22, we're coming up. Go away for a night with Sarah and Kareen.
Okay, I have not done that, but we have talked about it, and I think this summer we will do it.
And then number 23, well, this wasn't one that was in your control. It was to do season 3 of Fantasy Island.
Yes, I was going to manifest it, and Gretch, my skills of manifesting failed me.
Oh.
Because we got canceled. So maybe I need to pick another 23, you know, number 23.
Yeah, that's right, do a substitution. Well, and the thing that was within your control was you could manifest it, but in fact, manifesting is not... is that an infallible strategy?
Yes. Maybe instead, Gretchen, I'll manifest a fair deal for writers in Hollywood.
Ooh,
how about that?
Okay. That does seem big.
That'll be my new 23, and that'll hopefully by the end of the year, we'll have a good deal.
Okay. All right. Let's do it. Okay. So that's your trifecta. You did the 23 and 23, the one word theme of scale, and the go outside 23 and 23.
And coming up, Gretchen, we're going to hear about your happier trifecta 2023. But first, this break.
When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and free. And, you know, Elizabeth, I now work with a team, and hiring the right people is so important. It's maybe the most important thing. And LinkedIn makes the process of identifying and hiring people easy and intuitive. I know that when I've been hiring for my team, it's hard to find quality candidates to interview. And LinkedIn isn't just a job board. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. On LinkedIn, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Hire professionals like a professional on LinkedIn.
Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Gretchen. That's linkedin.com/Gretchen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Okay, Gretch, we're back, and it is time to talk about your happier trifecta. Let's start with your one-word theme, which is wave.
Yes, my theme is wave, and thank you to everyone who sent me images, Lego sets, museum exhibits that were all related to the image that I chose to sort of represent my one-word theme, which was the extremely, extraordinarily famous woodcut Under the Wave off Kanagawa, which is also known as the Great Wave, which is this beautiful image. And so it's one of the things I learned is with a one-word theme, it is really fun. And you're really good about doing this, Elizabeth. It's having some kind of visual to accompany a one-word theme. It's very fun to play with that. It was partly about having a new book come out and that I wanted to wave to everybody, give everybody a big wave as I went out into the world to do a book tour, which I loved. It was so fun to go on a book tour. And then kind of like riding the wave, just being full of enthusiasm and riding the wave into the future. So yeah, I think my one-word theme has been going really well. And one of the things that now that Eleanor has graduated, one of the things I want to do in this new transition is to be more social. Mm. I want to be waving to people more and more, waving hello to people more and more. So it's something that I've done and something that I want to keep up.
Good. Well, that's one of my favorite words that you've had is wave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good word.
Okay, let's go through your list and see how you're doing. Number one, visit the Met. But after this year, it's not going to be on your list.
Right. So for writing Life in Five Senses, one of my most ambitious exercises was to visit the Met every day. But that year is long over, and I still visit the Met every day. And so I put it on my 23 and 23. But I think from now on, it'll just be part of my daily life. I love going to the Met every day, so I wouldn't use it for 24 and 24 because it's just something that I want to do every day.
Okay, but you have been doing it.
Yes.
Number two, another piece of our happier trifecta, go outside 23 and 23.
Yes, this is the annual challenge to go outside 23 and 23. Yes, I've been doing it. But one of the things I realized is that kind of a pleasant surprise is that as a New York City person, when I started paying close attention to how much time I was spending outside, I realized just like going about my daily business, I would almost always hit 23 and 23. But I tried to have intentional time or in the park and try to elevate it. But I spent more time outside than I realized. So that was fun to know.
Number three, catch up on photo albums.
Oh, you know, I caught up and now I'm behind again. It's just a perennial task. It's something that you can only cross off briefly.
Right.
So anyway, I was caught up and now I need to catch up again.
30 days of culture. Explain what that is.
This again is about embracing this new stage of life, empty nest or new metaphor on its way. I want to have 30 straight days of culture. I live in New York City. I could do stuff every night, and I want to just do it for 30 days straight. I think I'm going to do this in October because I want to pick a month where, I don't know, I'm just trying to figure out the right month. I think it's going to be October, so I'm still planning to do that.
Great. Number five, tackle one difficult email per day.
I have not been doing this at all.
Okay.
What it often means is that I need to like listen to a podcast episode or watch a video or make a difficult decision, like figure something out. So often it's not the email, it's the activity that the email represents. So I have not been doing this, but I still want to do it because it would be such a relief to get these done. So, okay, I'm going to double down now.
Okay. Seven, make haircut appointment every 7 weeks.
Nope, not even tried.
Haven't done that.
Nope.
All right, Gretch, get on it. Number seven, buy new underwear.
Nope, haven't done it. Need to do it. Haven't done it.
I bought some new underwear.
Okay, well, that's good.
Eight, have a summer of rereading.
I have started my summer of rereading. I haven't made much progress. I started The Life of Samuel Johnson, which I love. I haven't finished it yet, but I'm planning on doing it. It may be more like the summer, fall, and winter of rereading, but I am rereading.
Okay, good. Nine, be more systematic about connecting with friends and colleagues.
I would give this a half. I think I've sort of done it, but not as systematically as I want. So I want to get better about this, but I'm better than I was. So I've made progress, okay, but I am not at the point that I aim to be.
All right. Progress, not perfection, as we say.
Yes.
Okay. This one cracks me up. Number 10, buy airplane jeans.
Okay. Well, I bought something that somebody said, oh, these are even better than airplane jeans. And I bought them and they're basically like a yoga pant, which is great because nobody loves a yoga pant more than I do, but I actually want a pair of jeans because sometimes you want jeans for whatever reason. So I still feel like I want airplane jeans.
Okay. You still need those airplane jeans.
Yeah.
This is something we talked about. Help Eleanor get a driver's license and Elizabeth to make a will.
Okay. This is related to being a happiness bully. Seems like you've made your will, so maybe I can take that as a partial win. I have not helped Eleanor or Eliza to get a driver's license, so that needs to get done.
Okay. Number 12, get a direction for your next book.
No. And I think I had my book come out, Life in Five Senses, and then I was giving the high school commencement address, which occupied a big place in my head.
Of course.
And then we're just sort of getting through all of graduation. But now I feel like I really can turn to what is next. And I have so many ideas. It's so fun to think about. So I'm very excited. But no, I have not figured that out, but I'm excited to do it.
13, 23 seconds of sensory delight.
Oh, this is easy. I love this. And now I'm always like, oh, beautiful textures, a beautiful smell. Look at that thing. Yes, I easily do this.
Okay. 14, wear makeup every day.
Yes. Are you astonished? I'm astonished.
Yes.
I mean, every once in a while, no, but basically I wear makeup every day. And the thing is, now that I'm trying to do more videos and photos, and it's one of these things where if you do it more, you know, and Alyssa, I talk about this all the time, it's like I'm an all or nothing person. I'm an abstainer, not a moderator. I go to the Met every day. For me, it's easier to do things every day than to do them sometimes. And I think that I didn't realize that for makeup, it would be the same way. It's actually easier for me to do it every day than to do it some days. And this is just, again, this is an insight into my own nature that I keep experiencing over and over, but then I don't think about it, which is, it's usually easier for me to do something all the time than sometimes, even though that seems very counterintuitive. So anyway, yes. I am doing that, and it's much easier than I expected.
And I've noticed that wearing makeup every day is making you wear all of your prettier clothes every day.
Yes.
For many days.
I'm upping my game.
Yes. Okay, 15, work on your Muse Machine.
Yes, I'm so excited. If you read Life in Five Senses, you read about the Muse Machine. It's kind of taken a different form because it turns out Rolodexes are very strange creatures to work with. But stay tuned. If you're intrigued by the idea of Muse Machine, there will be more on that. It is happening. Yes.
Okay, number 16, a time capsule for 2023. That's an idea we talked about in episode 401.
I don't know, Elizabeth. I'm kind of losing interest in the time capsule. I kind of want to just cross that off the list. What do you think?
Kind of, yeah. For some reason, it hasn't captured me. I haven't found things for the time capsule. So maybe...
I mean, for me, it's kind of a big year, so you would think that it would be very time capsule-y, but I don't know why.
Maybe a time capsule needs to be a period of time, like childhood.
Yeah, or maybe like Eleanor should do a time capsule of her grade school and high school years.
Right.
I want to keep thinking about but right now I feel like, A, I haven't done it, and B, I don't feel that excited to do it.
So you're letting that go.
I think so.
Okay, ask people for names of journalists who might be interested in your book.
Yeah, I did that.
Great idea.
Did tons of outreach. Yeah, that's done.
18, start a new group.
I have not done that, but I've talked to people about it, and so I'm edging up to it. But again, I feel like with this transition and wanting to be more social and waving at people, it's all tied together, so I'm excited about that.
Yes. You love a group.
I love a group.
I do, too.
I love a group.
19, slow time through adventure and novelty.
Yeah, okay. So this is a classic bad idea for a resolution. So let me just say, because that is too vague. I know better than that. Because what does that even mean? On any one day, do you know if you've slowed time through adventure and novelty? But our mother had a great suggestion about how to make it specific. She was like, once a month, pick a place in New York City that you've never been, that's not within walking distance, and go and just investigate it, walk around. This is a great idea. I did it for several months, loved it. Didn't do it for April and May, did do it in June. So this idea of an aim has evolved to be much more specific. And I've done it several times, but not perfectly consistently. So I get a kind of half check.
Okay. Getting to number 20, embrace a year of transition.
Yeah, well, I've been talking about that because Eleanor's graduated. I want to figure out how to make the most of it. I want to think it through. I want to like kind of have a philosophy. So that's in progress.
21, this is very meta, Gretch. Review the list on the 23rd of each month.
In fact, it's so meta, I forgot about it and I haven't been doing it. But it's a good idea, so I'm going to start doing it.
It is a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay, 22, add a my 30 minutes to your calendar each workday. Explain what that is.
Okay, so this is a repeated demerit. This is clearly something that I want to do and I keep not doing it. And this was a way to try to do it, which is there's a certain kind of work that I need to do that I call review in my mind. And what review is, I have this book that I checked out from the library because for whatever reason I thought it would be interesting, but I'm not 100% sure. So I need to sit down and look at it, examine it, and think it through and review it and see, like, is this something that's worth reading the whole thing? Or should I just return it to the library? Or maybe I bought a book and I'm like, is this a book that is useful for me or not? Or is there like some document that I need to think through and just be like, is this useful or not? So it's related to note-taking. It's related to research. It has to do about like sorting materials. And for whatever reason, I don't do that as consistently as I should. Mm-hmm. If I did review consistently, it would really be very helpful in other areas of my work. It's kind of a version of Power Hour. And I don't know why, but I enjoy doing reviews. So I don't know why I do not do it. So I was trying to reframe it, Elizabeth, because like classic, reframing it by doing it 30 minutes a day. So maybe I'll redouble my efforts and really try to say, I'm going to actually put the 30 minutes on the calendar, which as an upholder, that really works for me. And I have not done that. I will do it every day, but I didn't actually put it on the calendar. So maybe I'll try that because I really do think it would make my work easier.
Yes. Maybe we need to make that a try this at home.
Yeah. Do other people have this need, do you think?
Well, they probably have their own kind of need that's similar.
Yeah.
Review your day, review tomorrow, review.
Yeah. Or maybe just like take 30 minutes to do whatever it is. That's
the stragglers, the day's stragglers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Finally, Gretch, 23, watch a TV show you missed.
Yes. Okay. So I got so much pleasure from watching Mad Men because I finally did what you suggested. We watched Breaking Bad, then immediately started Better Call Saul. So these were shows that I missed. I love them. But here's the thing that I've learned. It's much better to watch a TV show when everybody else is watching it. We couldn't watch Succession when everybody was watching the final season because we were still catching up with Better Call Saul. And we're like, we can't watch two intense, charged TV shows at once. We don't have the time and we don't have the emotional bandwidth. Like, you went to a finale party, yes. Elizabeth. Like, I couldn't do that because I wasn't watching it. And so now I want to make up the TV shows that I miss, like Friday Night Lights or Ted Lasso or the second season of White Lotus or whatever. But I do want to pay attention to what is timely because it is fun to be part of the cultural conversation. If it's a show that I think, oh, I will want to watch this, try to watch it when everybody else is watching it because that just is more fun. Yeah. But for the ones that we miss, there's ones that I want to go back. I usually watch TV with Jamie, so that's why I'm talking about we. I don't do like excellent TV by myself. I'll watch The Office by myself, but I don't watch. Well, Mad Men, Jamie couldn't take it. It was too intense. But Better Call Saul, we're watching together.
Yeah, well, and so you are almost done with Better Call Saul, so that is a win for 23. You watch Better Call Saul.
Yes, we will definitely be through both Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul.
Nice work, Gretch.
Yes, let us know if you do try this at home and how you're doing with all your aims, with your happier trifecta, whether you're doing the one-word theme, the 23 and 23, the challenge of Go Outside 23 and 23. Maybe you're doing one of those. Maybe you're doing two of those. Maybe you're doing all three of those. Whatever you're doing, now that we're at halfway day, it's a good time to reflect, remind yourself of what you want to do. There's still plenty of time before the end of 2023, so you can make it up. Let us know on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook. Drop us an email at podcast@gretchenrubin.com. Or as always, you can go to the show notes. This is happiercast.com/436.
Coming up, I have a dinner demerit, but first this break.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe without spending a fortune, and luckily I found Quince. Elizabeth, I got the Flowknit wide leg pant. It's very light. It's perfect for the summer. It packs very easily. I recently went on a trip with my family, and I took it with me, and they were just the thing to wear on a really hot day where I wanted to be covered up, but I wanted something that looked great and also was very comfortable.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Gretchen for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Gretchen to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Gretchen.
We're so excited to introduce you to Great Jones. Great Jones makes high-quality, thoughtfully designed cookware that's so stunning you won't want to put it away. They have everything from Dutch ovens to ceramic dishes to non-stick sheet pans. They've got everything you want. I have the Saucy, which is a terrific saucepan. It has curved sides. It has a pouring spout. It has a lid. And it looks so elegant. It's really a pleasure just to look at it on the counter, even before we're using it.
Yes, I love all the colors.
Yeah.
They make stunning gifts that are actually useful. Weddings, housewarming parties, birthdays. It's the perfect gift for the foodie in your life. So upgrade your kitchen and replace those old rusted hand-me-downs with bold, beautiful, long-lasting pieces from Great Jones. Get started today at greatjones.com and get an extra 15% off your first order with promo code HAPPIER. That's greatjones.com, promo code HAPPIER.
Okay, Elizabeth, demerits and gold stars. This episode is your turn to talk about a demerit.
Okay, so Gretchen, I had been really great about not ordering dinner, by which I mean not postmating a dinner to my house because, you know, I'm trying to eat better and also save money. And it's expensive to get delivery from restaurants. But there have been several times lately where I have done it. So for several weeks / months, I've been great about eating at home. And I've just fallen off and ordered several times. And of course, it's the kind of thing where if you order once, you're more likely to order twice. So I need to just stop, do the abstainer thing.
Right.
So by saying it, I'm hoping I do it.
Good.
It's that simple.
Good. That's a good one.
All right, Gretch, what's your gold star?
I want to give a gold star to someone from my college class. I was at my college reunion. I was with two of my roommates, and we had gone to a panel discussion together. And for once, it was a gorgeous day. New Haven's kind of famous for its bad weather, but it was this absolutely spectacular day, spring day. So we come out of the panel, and we sit down on the grass in front of the SSS building. And all these people are milling around because the panel's over. And we're sitting there talking and people watching. And somebody who we'd gone to college with came up to us and said, "Oh, look, there the three of you are sitting on the grass. It's exactly the same as it was. You three beautiful women." And we were like, "Oh, that is so nice that he saw us sitting there." We're like, this is exactly what we would do. We would just go plop down on the grass in the middle of a big bunch of people, sit there, talk, people watch as everybody went by. And that somebody from the past, and not like a close friend of ours, just a guy we knew, was like, "There you are, sitting just the same as ever." And it was just, it was such a sweet moment.
A snapshot of the past collapsing into the present.
But also, you know how my whole thing is I want to feel coherent, connection with the past, that I want to feel myself persisting through time. I don't know why that's really important to me, but this is something that I really value. And so the idea that he called my attention to the fact that without even thinking about it or talking about it, we just instinctively dropped back into this old behavior and this old posture. It just made me feel like so much has changed, but this is the same from then until now. And I love it just as much as I loved it then, I love it now. And that to me is a very pleasing feeling and a very pleasing recognition. And I think my two roommates commented on it too. Like, we all really were struck by it. So that was a gold star. It was a small but very meaningful moment. I've been the resources for this week. Okay, we've talked about the trifecta. And if you want resources related to your trifecta, your happier trifecta, you can go to happiercast.com/trifecta. Again, you don't have to do all three. You can do the theme, you can do the list, you can do the challenge. And, you know, the best time to start a trifecta for 2023 is January 1st, 2023. The second best time is now. You could use halfway day as a catalyst, or you can just pick any day that you want. The questioners would say, why pick any date? Any date is arbitrary. Start your trifecta whenever you feel like it, because why not? Absolutely. But anything related to that, resources, all sorts of stuff, just go to happiercast.com/trifecta. And what are we reading? Elizabeth, what are you reading?
I am just starting Solito by Javier Zamora.
And I am reading Foster by Claire Keegan. And that's it for this episode of Happier. Remember to try this at home. Observe halfway day in whatever way you want. Let us know if you tried it and if it worked for you. How are you doing on all the elements of your Happier trifecta or any other aim that you are pursuing?
Thank you to our executive producer, Chuck Reed, and everyone at Cadence 13. Get in touch. Gretchen's on Instagram and TikTok at Gretchen Rubin, and I'm on Instagram at Liz Craft. Our email address is podcast@gretchenrubin.com.
And if you like the show, please add it to your 23 and 23 list. Recommend our show to a friend. We really appreciate it.
Until next week, I'm Elizabeth Craft.
And I'm Gretchen Rubin. Thanks for joining us. Onward and upward. Elizabeth, I cannot believe that you, without any fanfare at all, have dealt with the will, at least more or less. That's fantastic.
Yes. I think Adam has been very helpful in that. So that's why I'm not quite clear where we are, because I think he's taken charge of that. But yes, I think we're set. Should the worst happen, we've got something in place.
Okay, but you have to tell me when it's like officially crossed off the list, because listeners will want to know, because everybody's very concerned about the fact.
People have been so nice in offering their help.
They have. It will be a load off everyone's mind. Well done. From the Onward Project.
If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place?
Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better, they've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.